We are learning Masechtas Soita Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're beginning two lines from the bottom, Dav Gimel Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanon, Ezu Eidus Rishayna. What's the Eidus Rishayna, which the Mishnah refers to Eidus Rishayna? Zu Eidus Stira. That's the Eidus of Stira, which means if a husband warns his wife not to seclude himself with a certain person, and then she is Soita with him, the halach is that she is Asa to husband until she drinks the May Soita. We had the Mishnah that was brought down, of 10 lines behind, the Mishnah brought down that Lashon. It says, that's what was brought down, Lashon Eidus Hashayna. Eidus Achrayna, Zu Eidus Toma. That's the Eidus of Toma. That means Eidim who say that actually she was Mazana. Now, Vakama Shir Stira. The Gemara wants to know, what is the Shir Stira? That means Eidim, or the Halacha is maybe Eidachad, sees this lady be soita with a certain person, the halacha is she has to drink the mei soita. The question is, how long is this yichud enough to aser? And this is the gay also, actually, for hilchas yichud, what's the shear of isa yichud, the shear of zman isa yichud that is aser? So the Gemara is going to say a bunch of different tanoim with different amounts. So the first tana says like this, v'kama shear stira, it's the shear of kedei tumo, the shear of kedei of aznos. Kedei Bia, which is Kedei Bia, Kedei Hara, which is Kedei Hara, Kedei HaKafas Dekel, which is the shear of walking around a Dekel. And the Gemara wants to explain why it said so many different things. It said Kedei Tuma, Kedei Bia, Kedei Hara, Kedei HaKafas Dekel. So the shear is HaKafas Dekel, which means walking around a Dekel, which Tosfos at the end of the Amud says, the Gemara, why in the Gemara Clara Shaila, what size Dekel? But we're assuming it means like a regular Dekel, the normal average Dekel. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Kedei Mezigas Kais. As long as it takes to put water into a kais of wine, wine that's chai, that's pure wine, is not really drinkable, and therefore they used to add water to it. The normal amount is a 3-to-1 ratio. That's Mezigas Kais. How long that takes, that's the zman shir stir. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Kedei L'shtoise. As long as it takes to drink that cup of wine. Benazir Eimer, Kedei L'shtoise Be'a. It's a zman that it takes to roast the egg and make it into a soft boil. Rabbi Kiva Amigdala Goymai. That after you roast it a little bit, you swallow it, you drink it. That's the shear's man of Kedei Tuma. Rabbi Hudven Mesera Aymer, Kedei Lagmoya Sholish Beitim Zuach Zu Achazu. Three baits one after another. Rabbi Lazmi Yermi Aymer, Kedei Likshar Garde Nima. A tailor who's weaving something and one of the threads snapped, you want to sew them back together. As long as the length that it takes to do that, that's the shear. Chanan ben Pinchas Eimer, Kedei Shtoyish Yad Usech Pia Litla Kisam. How long it takes to stick her hand into her mouth to take out a splinter from her teeth, between her teeth, that's the shear. Plamei Eimer, Kedei Shtoyish Yad Usech Litla Kikar. How long it takes to stick your hand into a basket to take out a loaf of bread. Ava Pishem Raila Dava for this last one. No Raila Dava, Zecha Dava from a pasuk says, Kiva'ad Isha Zoyna Ad Kika Lechem. It says, Kiva'ad Isha Zoyna Ad Kika Lechem. See, Kika Lechem as Shaykhis to Isha Zoyna, as long as it takes to take a Kika Lechem out of the basket. Like upon him here, we had approximately nine cheetahs probably, of different cheetahs, what's the shear? And now the Gemara will elaborate on these different shurim and these different cheetahs in Tanoim. So the beginning of the price started off that what's a shear stira? It says kdei tuma. The shear of tuma, how long it takes is nos. Then it says kdei bia, narrows down, what is tuma kdei bia? Then it says kdei hara, the kdei hadavas dekel. And the Gemara's question is, what do you need so many different simanim? V'chol hani lamali. What do you need so many different simanim? So Gemara explains, shrichi. The eat hana kdei tuma, hava mina kdei tuma va'artusa. You would think that when we say kdei tuma means the length it takes for the actual bia and va'artusa and the pierce to make her feel comfortable before. And that's much bigger length of time. Kamaslo, no, the shir tuma is kadei bia, because maybe they took care of that before, kadei bia. But Taisa actually speaks out, and the Shalmi, Tav Taisa says, v'yashalmi, kol elin shura achar taras sinar. All these shura are after taras sinar, so you have to put into the cheshbon also there's a man of Ataras Sina, which is taking off her clothing. Then after that, how much time? Al Kabanim. So here, this is This is the question over here is the how much shear of Artusa. So we're saying over here you don't need that shear of Artusa because you can assume that they already were comfortable before. So all you need is Kamash one Kadebia. The whole shear of Tumah is Kadebia. Vitana Kadebia, I mean, Kadegamarbi. You have to have an entire beer. Kamash one Kadeh Ra, as long as the time it takes to do a Ra. The Ra is the Tchilas beer. Vias Vina Kadeh Ra. So just say, Kadei Bia, Kadei, and what is it? Kadei Ara. Why do you have to say Kadei Tuma? Bias mean Kadei Ara, I mean Kadei Ara Varatusa. You would say it means Hara and the Pius. Kamash Vala and Kadei Tuma. Therefore, it has to say Kadei Tuma. So it says Kadei Tuma, it says, in order to knock out of the way, the Artusa, the Pius. Then it says, how much, what is that? That's Kadei Bia. Kadei Tuma, the word Tuma would mashma both, the Pius and the Tuma. So therefore, it says Kadei Bia, only the Bia. Now, if it said bia, we think the Gemara bia. Therefore, it says kedei hara, which is the tchilas bia, which is altogether kafas sedaka. So that's what it says for the first mandiyama kafas sedaka. Kamashlon kedei tumah kam kedei hara v'kama which is kedei hara kedei kafas sedaka which is kafas sedaka. Now, the Gemara over here is going to discuss that we're going to see that there's a whole lot of brisa with a bunch of different tanoim here that all are associated their own shita in the first brisa. Like five different tanoim here are going to say different than they said in the brisa before. V'raminu, v'nistera, it says in the brisa, like this, the pasuk is v'nistera, v'kama shir stira, lo yishaman, we don't know what the shir stira is, because sho'im ev hinitma'a, when it says v'hinitma'a, v'ayim k'dei tuma, means k'dei tuma, which is k'dei bia, which is bia, k'dei ara, and the bia means k'dei ara, k'dei chazoras dekel, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The shir of Chazoras Dekel, which is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Remember before, we're going to go through this very clear, but remember before in the Brayse, look on top, Rabbi Eliezer says, Kedei Mezigas Kois. Here he says, Kedei Chazoras Dekel. Rabbi Yeshua, Kedei Mezigas Kois. Rabbi Yeshua takes Rabbi Eliezer Shita before, he says, before he said, Kedei Lishtoisa. Here he says, Kedei Mezigas Kois. Ben Azai Omer, Kedei Lishtoisa. And before Ben Azai said, Kedei Litzas Beya. Here he says, Kedei Lishtoisa. How long it takes to drink the Kois? Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kedei Litzas Beya. And before Rabbi Kiva said Kedela Goyma, here he says Kedela Tzbeya. Rabbi Kiva said Kedela Goyma, how long it takes to swallow a beya, not to roast the beya, how much it takes to swallow a beya, before he said three beya. So we have to analyze these five Tanoim, see how it stems with what they said themselves before. So first, we told the first Shita. Rabbi Eliezer says over here, Chazaras Dekel. Kazaka Daita, Hainu HaKafas Dekel. That Chazaras Dekel means walking around a palm tree. Hainu HaKafas Dekel. Hainu Chazaras Dekel. So the problem is like this. Hasamar Rabbi Shmuel Kedei Kafas Dekel. On top of the Amid Rabbi Shmuel Kedei Kafas Dekel. Paul Rabbi Eliezer argues. Paul Rabbi Eliezer and he says no. Eliezer argues says you know what the shear is Kedei Mezigas Kois. And here he says the same thing like Rabbi Shmuel. What's going on over here? We thought Hakafas Dekel Chazaras Dekel. Hakafas Dekel Hasamar Rabbi Shmuel Kedei Kafas Dekel. Paul Rabbi Eliezer Hocha Amar Rabbi Eliezer Kedei Chazaras Dekel. So it's hard to swear. On my abaya, no. It's two different things. Hakafa is beregel. Hakafa's dekel means to walk around a dekel. Chazara dekel means beruach. It means in the wind. It means it blows in the wind and it comes back and forth. That's a shear. It's a different shear. Now, what exactly does chazara beruach mean? The Gemara declares, Bayer of Ashi. Chazara beruach means the time it takes. Keichi the ozel of the asi. It goes this way and it comes back the other way. That's the shear. Or it goes back, then forth, then back in its place. It's a little longer. We're not sure exactly what the shear is. But Akpan, we do know one thing. Chazara's dekel is not Akafa's dekel. Kafa is beregel, and Chazara is in the wind. So that's squared out. We got that clear already. So it's not shver that Rabbi Eliezer says here, Chazara's dekel, before he argues on Kafa's dekel, because it's a different shear. Now the Gemara says, Hasamam, now the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer himself is a stira. Hasamam, Rabbi Eliezer, Kedei Mezigas Kois. He says how long it takes to put water into a kois of yayin. And Hacha, Kedei Chazaras Dekel. Here he says, the shir of Chazaras Dekel. So, Chayr, it's a shikol stira. And the Gemara, Idvidi Chashiru, they're both the exact same amount of time. They're both the exact same amount of time. It means Chazaras Dekel and Mezigas Kois is the exact same time. So, Gemara goes further and asks like this. Hasamam, Rabbi Yeshua, in the Brisa on top of the Amid, Rabbi Yeshua says, Kedei Lishtoisa. Hacha, Amar, Kedei Mezigas Kois. Here he says, Kedei Mezigas Kois. So, it's a stira. Zokta Gemara, Ema Kedei Limzoig V'lishtois. You know what Kedei Mezigas Kois means? Limzoig V'lishtois. And before also, when he said When she was a lishdois, he meant lishdois limzaik. Both are meant to drink it and to water it, and to put water into it. Because what's the vart? I hear he says this before. He says kedei lishdoisai, and here he says kedei limzaik. So he says the answer is that they both mean the same thing. They both mean putting water into it and drinking it. And the Rashi explains that when you do mezigo, you always drink it right away. What's the pshat? Because it gets ruined if you wait. Right after you water it, it's best to drink it right away. So it's very normal. When someone does mezigo, what he's doing is he's drinking it right away. So for the Varkash, why don't you say it's the same shear? Why don't we say drinking and mezigo are the exact same shear? Because you can't say that. Why? Imkin hainu Rabbi Eliezer. That would be Rabbi Eliezer's shita. We just finished saying, if you go back to Rabbi Eliezer says k'dei mezigas kais before, and the word Akasha here says chazaras deko. They both chazaras deko and mezigas kais are the same thing. So now back in this brisa, Rabbi Eliezer says chazaras deko and Shusha says k'dei mezigas kais. If mezigas kais and chazaras deko are the same thing, so how's Rabbi Shua in this brisa, in the second brisa, arguing Rabbi Eliezer? He's saying the exact same thing. Because mezigas kais and chazaras deko are the same thing. So you couldn't say mezigas kais is the same thing as you can't say that because he doesn't hold mezigas kois by itself, because then it'd be the exact same like Rabbi Eliezer. So it has to be mezigas kois plus shtia. It has to be plus that, because if not, it would be the same shita as Rabbi Eliezer. Benazir, now we go to Benazir. Hosam Benazir Omak de Litzas Beya. Before, on top of the Omid, Benazir says the shear of Tumma is the time it takes to roast a beya, to make it soft boiled. Hachama, here it says drinking a cup of wine. So what's going on? It is one shear. Here, Rabbi Kiva says in order to drink it. And I just want to speak out that don't ask over here. Here it says that's one shear. Here it says it's here. The Mara says over here by Ben Azai that it's one shear. We're not going to speak out of that cash. Okay, yeah. Let's go back to Benazir said, "This is Beya. How come we don't stoice? Either we chatshu, either one shear. Hashem Rabbi Kiva k'deil goyim. Here Rabbi Kiva says k'deil goyim in order to swallow the egg. How come? Here he says k'deil litzis beya in order to roast the egg. Zok to Gemara, ema k'deil litzis beya the goyim means both things because it's tira. One place says to swallow it, one place says to roast the beya. So he says no, k'deil litzis beya the goyim means both things to roast the beya and to swallow it. But leima either we chatshu, who made it both one shear." That would be the same shita as Benazir. If it would be the same shear, Benazir says on top of the Amid, K'deil Litzis Beya, and we said over here, Benazir says a different shear, K'deil Shtoisoi. So we said it's the exact same thing. So if Rabbi Kiva here says K'deil Litzis Beya, if it meant Kipshutoi, then it would be the same shita as Benazir. So it must be Litzis Beya means Litzis Beya, but Legoimoi, two things. And that's the answer to the theorem. The last theory we're going to have is right here. Three baits one after another. And here, the second brisa says, as long as it takes to swallow one egg. That's mamash, a good stira, a hefty stira. Four is three bay, here's one bay. Zok the Gemara, no. He taka holds one bay is enough. Before is going with Dvar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, k'dei l'goyma, which means what? K'dei litzlois beya ul'goyma. That's what it means. So Rumizer is saying, you, if you want to shear that shear, you don't have to take a roasting a bay and swallowing it. Swallowing three bayim is the exact same shear. That's what he could have said. Dvar v'kiva kamar. The kamar v'shar and b'tzaliyah v'gamiyah. That he said, you make a shear of tzaliyah and gamiyah. Eim v'shear gamiyah l'chud, chuda, k'deil l'gayimah, shalosh bayitz m'zuach azu. Just say one shear gamiyah, and that's the shear of three bayitz m'zuach azu. The hainus tzaliyah gamiyah, same shear. So you don't have to say two different things. Then that's what he's saying. He's saying three, but about his sheet is one bayah. Now, how do we paskin? In Shulchan Aruch we paskin like Rabbi Kiva's shear of litzlois v'legoyma bayah. That's the shear, and it's very negative for yichud. What's a shear yichud? Why is it negative about shear yichud? Someone goes in the elevator. Is that a shear yichud or not? In the elevator. So, what's a shear? It's loya bayah v'legoyma. So there's machlekes. Some say 35 seconds already is a shear of a yichud. But the Michas Yitzchak holds up to 5 minutes. Up to 5 minutes. Could be they're also handling different things. Hataras, a senior like the Yishami says, there's Ramesh about this. But there's different shiurim. You have to mak with at least for a minute to raise yichud. But the mice in the elevator is not negayah. Because in the elevator, in most buildings, anyone could stop the elevator at any floor by pressing a number. If they're going up, going down, there's a way to, if they press a number, it'll stop. So the person's scared to have any yichud to do anything in the elevator because he knows at any minute someone could open the thing. And if there's no one in the building, it's not a yichud, only the elevator. Any room is a yichud if there's no one in the building. But if there's people in the building, so then in the elevator, the ma'aseh is not yichud of the most shittas because any time someone could open the doors and therefore it's not a shah yichud. Let's don't repeat it again. And it's one of those very tall buildings that don't open up in any all 80 floors and it takes a certain amount of time to get up and down, then it could be a good shah of yichud. Now, listen to me, Omer. This yikshar gardi v'nima. As long as it takes to tie a gardi, which is a tailor ties his nima, his thread that snapped. Bayev Ashi, the merka k'damakarav. How far were the two ends of the threads that they split? They have to sew them. How far was it? Take Mara's not sure. Chanan pinchas Omer. This toishet yosef pialita kisim. The time it takes to stick your hand into your mouth, take out a splinter from between your teeth. Bayer Vashi the Mehadik or the other Mehadik? Was it very tight in there or not? Take because it takes longer to pull out a very tight splinter. So what's the shear? How long it take? You know how tight is it? Play my Emer. The shear was this Toshit Yod Lasal Little Kikar. How long it takes to stick your hand into the basket and take out a kikar? Bayer Vashi the Mehadik or the Mehadik? Was the kikar very tight in the basket or not? Was it stuck between like the holes of the basket or not? Another shayla about the basket. Was it a new basket or old basket? A new basket is much harder to take something out because it has very sharp edges. But an old one is much smoother. It's easier to take it out. And then the question is about the kikar. Is it a hot kikar or a cold kikar? If it's a warm kikar, it's hard to take out because it falls apart in your hand. And therefore, it's harder to take out. But the chiter bisari, was this kikar made out of wheat or barley? Because wheat is easier to take out; it's smoother. Berakicha abakusha. Was it a hard or soft? Because a soft one falls out of your hand more than a hard piece of bread. Take it. We don't know exactly the shear. Now all the shiurim, Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Rav Yechonon, kol echad ve'echad ba'atzma shiur. All the shiurim, every one of his tanoim knew from his own experience. Like Rashi says, Kama shoya shoya b'biyasai. He was saying from their own experience how long it takes for bia, for the tchilas bia, for the ara, and that's how they came up with the shear. And that's the shear tumma. So everyone came up with their own shear, that's pshah and the shear. If the paiskim zaka mucho how can you say we paskim like one on the other? Like, it's everyone's different. So they got the answer because everyone held that was the average. They held that was the average, and we passed like Rabbi Kiva. The Mar Zakasha, one of these Tanoim is Ben Azai. V'yikin Ben Azai l'nosif. We know Ben Azai never got married, like the Gemara says in Yevamos, that he says, Nafshi choshka b'tayra, and he said, the mitzvah of Puruvukim of the other people, but Torah not. And therefore he said, he never got married. He says, Efshalom is kaim v'yachim, that's what he said, Nafshi choshka b'tayra. So has he? No, he never got married. And for the Gemara, three terutzim. Ibayizim inosif apirish. Some say he got married and it was Parishava. It's actually also a Gemara in Yevamos that says that he married Rabbi Kiva's daughter. He married Rabbi Kiva's daughter. I think it's a Gemara in Yevamos. Maybe it's in other Masechtos also. Huh? It's in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis. That there the Gemara says that he married Rabbi Kiva's daughter and then he got divorced. So that's one shot. But by saying Rabbi Shmuel, he heard it from his Rebbe. He heard from Rebbe. Who's his Rebbe? His Rebbe actually is Rabbi Akiva. And he heard from his Rebbe, I don't know, it's a little bit shver, it must be a different Rebbe, because his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva had a different shita. So it must be Shalom Rabbi means a different Rebbe, he must have a different Rebbe. And the boy is saying, Masoid Hashem Liyareyav, that Hashem tells secrets to people who fear him. You know, tzaddikim can find out things even without having own experience. They have like Ruach HaKadosh, Shoid Hashem Liyareyav. On that, the Meritz Chayis is bothered by the Lechayra, Ein Tar Loi Min HaShemayim, Tar is not Min HaShemayim. So how can you rely on a halacha with Sarah Shalmi Reyav? On that, some Achrayim answer, because that's only when it comes to a halacha, is Torah Lev HaShemayim. When it comes to a Gilu Metzias, that you could be Samech on something that's Min HaShemayim, Sarah Shalmi Reyav.